For Christina Tesser Dirksen, it's a fitting extension to a long-established life trend. Namely, the call to serve. All of my previous jobs have been serving professions, said the funeral director turned lawyer, a two-term town councillor who's now running for the Liberals in the Ontario election. I found this theme following me through public service. So politics was a natural next step. It seemed like the right time to step forward and see what kind of a difference I can make at the provincial level, for Milton. With four adult children, the 46-year-old lifelong Miltonian is no stranger to the pressures cost of living hikes have placed on countless Ontarians. My youngster daughter is getting married this year, and they really have no idea how they're going to afford a home. Affordability is through the roof. That dream of homeownership, that pride of homeownership, is escaping a whole generation. Healthcare is another issue that hits home, with Tesser Dirksen sharing how her mother spent at least two nights in the emergency room after a recent heart attack because there were no beds available on the hospital floor. With many issues, Milton is a microcosm of what's going on across the province, said the longtime volunteer with such groups as the Townsend Smith Foundation and the Canadian Federation of University Women. I can see these big issues affecting my day-to-day life. It doesn't seem like they've been properly managed. On a more uniquely local note, Tesser Dirksen has been in staunch opposition to the Campbellville Quarry proposal, which will no doubt be a key factor for many area voters once again. It's not the right spot, stressed the Liberal flag-bearer, whose support includes that of former Milton MPP Indira Naidu Harris, 2014-2018. There's thousands of homes that could potentially be affected if the water supply is compromised, with underwater blasting. The risks far outweigh the benefits. Contrary to Doug Ford's belief that an election is needed now to establish a strong mandate, Tesser Dirksen says that's already clearly in place. No, absolutely not, she said, when asked about the necessity for an early election. He, Ford, has a majority government and another year and a half before he had to plunge this province into an election. He's talking about the threat from down south. Donald Trump is not going to care who's in the premier seat, he's going to be negotiating at the federal level. There's no reason for him to call this election, aside from a strategic move for himself, which is self-serving. Touching on education and the need for all-day, two-way go service for Milton as other election issues, Tesser Dirksen believes her time on town council has provided a strong foundation for understanding the inner workings of government, notably, funding models and how the different levels interact. Addressing the cross-border economic friction facing the country, she holds faith that a united, patriotic approach will be taken regardless of what party forms the next provincial government. I can't imagine it being a party issue, that one party's not going to support Team Canada. So why should Miltonians throw their support behind Tesser Dirksen at the polls this month? In all things I come from a place of compassion. It's about empathizing, putting yourself in someone else's shoes, she said. Understanding different perspectives and different ways of life that people bring to the table. I think that open-mindedness is really, really important. I want to make a difference. It's a compulsion to help and make things better.